afternoon. Thanks for coming back and listening so soon. Bring in the stories of everyday folks while you sit back, relax, have a whisper, coach. Here we go with the Trend Speak podcast, bringing you insight or bringing a laugh. Here's the man who might have a plan. Give it up for your host, Trent Pod Scaland.
Thank you, Isaiah, for the wonderful introduction. And thank you all of you for tuning in to yet another week. Here's the cliche, yet another week on the Trent Speaks podcast. Welcome back in. Yes, it is Tuesday, and yes, these do normally drop on Monday. But you know me, Monday is a very loose term. Monday, Tuesday, whatever. That's basically the same day at this point, depending on what's going on. To be quite honest with you, whenever I take a week off, it is hard for me to get back into the routine of it. It's hard for me to get back into a schedule. And I mean, let's be real. What number episode is this? 100-something episodes in, like 125 episodes in. Now I have to look to see what it actually is. Oh, sign in. I don't want to sign in. Look at that. I was trying to prepare myself and do some forward thinking, and I couldn't even do that. Oh my gosh, this is episode 129. Holy cow. 129 episodes later, and this all started back in February of 2018. And think about it. So it's been about, well, 4.5 years, let's call it. One of those years, I essentially took a year hiatus. And so think about, like, though I've taken like a couple hiatus, is that what you would call them? If we're thinking, okay, there's 52 weeks in a year, it's about 2.5 years worth of episodes. I don't know. Something doesn't feel right about that. Maybe they didn't used to come out every week. I don't know why I'm blanking on that and why I all of a sudden don't remember. Well, nonetheless, my allergies are kicking my ass again. So welcome back, allergies, I guess, in full force. And welcome to what I'm calling Random Thoughts Volume 1. And why have I not had this idea sooner? You'll probably hear me sniffing, which is really annoying. I had just muted myself. And then there's this really big click. Like, listen to this. Listen, you'll hear it. I'm going to click for a second. And this is the mute button that comes on the microphone. What is the purpose of having a mute button that makes noise if you can't quietly mute yourself? Makes zero sense. It's so annoying. Like, listen to this. Yeah, all right, I'm done. It is annoying, though. So I start all very often. I'll use the notes app on my phone, right? I say right as if you're going to respond to me. I use the notes app on my phone for a lot of various things, just to keep track of things, remember things. Well, a lot of times when I have this random thought about a podcast topic, I'll quick whip out my phone, open the notes app, and type it down. And so as I was looking at things that I said, oh, I'll talk about that today on the podcast, I noticed how random they actually all are. I can't really say that any of these tie together. And we've had podcast episodes like this before where nothing that I'm saying makes any sense. They are truly just random thoughts that come to me that I write down. And so rather than include a segment, which I've always wanted to include a segment on things, we should have like a segment with Leanne each week. Though it is like pulling teeth to even get her to come on the podcast, as has been witnessed by the lack of a Banff National Park episode recapping and highlighting our latest trip. Nonetheless, this is it. Here you are. This is the start of Random Thoughts episodes. So we're at volume one. We'll see how high the volumes go. I would be willing to bet if I were to go through old podcast episodes, we would probably be somewhere around volume 10, maybe. Volume 10. At the least. So, let's dive right in, shall we? The first random thought I had, I'm just debating what order I was going to do this in. But I'm going to go the order that I had written everything down today. Three thoughts were already in the note. And I wrote two other ones that came to me when I sat down to record. Give me just a moment to blow my nose and I'll be right back. This commercial brought to you by Kleenex. All right, and we are back from our commercial break. Thank you for hanging in there. Listen, the first thing I wrote down was stop meddling in the lives of others. Stop it. Stop meddling. Their business is not your business. Their business is not your business. And if they wanted their business to be your business, they would have let you know about their business. We don't always need to be up in people's grills. We don't always need to be in the latest gossip of what's going on with other people. What did he say? What did she say? Why did they break up? Why did they get divorced? What happened to so-and-so? Why were they like this? What happened with their job? Why did they leave their job? Why did they quit their job? What is it with all this gossip? What is it with all this meddling? What is it to you? We've had this conversation before. Why did this come back up in my mind? I have no idea. Actually, I know the exact reason it was. And it was because I believe someone I know broke up with someone they were married to. I don't know any details. I don't even know if this is true. You have no idea who I'm talking about, nor do you need to, because I feel like Kevin Hart said this, but mind your own damn business. I'm pretty sure he said that in one of his comedy things. I bet he did. You know what? I'm about to find this on the YouTube. Because this is my tube, and I'm about to find, yeah, you know what, it was Kevin Hart. Mind your damn business skit cartoon. Well, I don't want to, oh yeah, this is, so if you really are wondering, please note there will be explicit language here, but this is the skit. And this is 20 seconds of that skit. However, it's Kevin Hart cussing out his teacher, if you were curious in looking it up. Or my mama told me to tell you, that's a minute 23. But here's a 20-second clip of what I'm talking about. So if you're curious, go check that out. Hey, I've been getting flipped off lately while I've been driving, and I know what you're thinking. Drive better. And it is, no one's going to believe this. I don't know why I get flipped off when I'm not the problem and it was their wrongdoing. Right? Like you, for example, how about these two examples that happened to me? I don't know why this is happening more and more lately. Just hear me out. Hear me out on the situations here, right? The first one happened a couple months ago now. I was on a golf trip and driving through through Michigan. My GPS took me off the highway and it was rerouting me and everything around some construction that was taking place on the highway. And as I was working my way in the direction to get back on the highway, we were at a stoplight, right? Stoplight's red. Stoplight turns green. Immediately, the car on the left-hand side of me decides that they need to get over. So I'm honking my horn as I'm slamming on my brakes. I wouldn't even call it cutting me off. They were about to ram into me. And for some reason, he felt the need in front of me to turn all the way around, give me an extended middle finger, as if I was the problem for him cutting me off. When the light had just turned, and mind you, he was doing it before we were even out of the intersection. I was clearly driving, but what do I know? The other one was a week or two ago, actually, in a parking lot. And I was driving in the parking lot and about to go to the left. On the left-hand side of me is where I was going to park. So I'm driving down the lane, and as I start to go to the left, this car decides that it's going to fly through the parking lot, like clearly on the accelerator. And of course, I don't know what's going on. And it looks like this car is about to come head on at me as I'm trying to turn left into the parking space. And the guy flips me off as he continues to drive through the middle of the parking lot as if I was in the wrong and I should have apparently known it's okay to just drive through the middle of parking lots. And if you're driving in the lane where there aren't parking spaces, like where you're supposed to be driving, apparently that's, in case you did not hear the latest news, apparently that is the incorrect way to drive. So if you've been driving like I have, you also have clearly been in the wrongdoing as well. And apparently there's some new laws out there on the road or something, or some new ways to drive that, I don't know, just maybe I didn't know about, or I wasn't taught. So I guess my advice to you all would be, stay in tip-top shape out there on the road, because I guess you never know when you're wrong about the rules. So again, random thoughts, right? How about this one? You know me, I always get anxiety and stuff. Always overthinking, always thinking about the worst case scenario, which sucks, right? It clearly freaking sucks. And I chose to censor myself since we just had Kevin Hart dropping things left and right there. This is not a family-friendly episode. Though 13 and a half minutes in, it's a little too late for the disclaimer. Probably should have happened 13 minutes ago. And yet here we are still rolling. You'll see only two explicit tags on podcast episodes throughout these 129 episodes. This is now one of those two. As of today, we have increased our explicit episode count by 100%. All right. Anyway, I had written down, there's nothing to worry about until there's something to worry about. And really, I was thinking about that for myself, trying to put myself in the correct mindset and everything. Of course, I instantly just like will latch on to various things and my mind automatically goes to like, whoop, 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 trouble, 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 shutdown method, uh-oh, burr, 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 burr. And so, I don't know, it was something I wrote down, something I wanted to share with you. There's nothing to worry about until there's something to worry about. This has absolutely nothing to do with this either, but I, due to different circumstances, I loved my last therapist that I had, but due to some varying circumstances, I am switching counselors, and I do start on next week. With my new counselor, new time. So I'm curious to see how that goes. But sometimes when you talk to someone, right, you just like instantly feel like you click with them on the phone. And that's immediately how I felt with this new counselor. So I'm very excited. I'm also trying something brand new, trying telehealth. And I've done telehealth before, but I'm just not a fan of it. So I'm very curious to see how this goes, but fingers crossed and best of luck to me, right? There's going to be another commercial break so I can blow my nose one last time, but we should be able to get through this final section after this pause in the action. This commercial break brought to you by the FCC. Censoring for all your needs. All right, and thank you to the FCC for that amazing ad that they went ahead and provided exclusively for the Trent Speaks podcast here today. Still feeling a little bit bad. I could go back and edit the Kevin Hart stuff, but it's too much work. And I did tag this with explicit, so you would know that you are getting into an explicit podcast. So I gave you a warning, right? Hey, one of the things I'm really excited for this weekend, hail to the victors, valiant hail. I'm so excited for Michigan to kick off their football season and just to kick ass for yet another 12 weeks or so. I'm so excited to see these guys hit the field again. I've got season tickets this year. Unfortunately, I've had to switch some plans up for the amount of games that I was actually planning on attending. But my first game will be at the end of September, heading to the Maryland game when they kick off their first conference game of the season. Also heading to Penn State and Michigan State in October, and those will be some really fun and some great games. And then Nebraska and potentially Illinois to round out the season in November. And then ready to see us take things to the shoe in at Ohio State around Thanksgiving. It's going to be a fun, exciting season. Very interested to see how this quarterback battle goes. I saw an article, I haven't read it yet, but saw an article headline that Harbaugh was apparently equating this decision to use two different starting quarterbacks in the first two games as like a biblical reference and talking about Solomon. So I definitely need to read that article, but we'll see what happens. And again, always an exciting time of year. Speaking about exciting time, oh boy, I cannot wait. I cannot freaking wait to give you a podcast in 2 weeks. I will still be back next week with a Labor Day podcast. However, please note, programming note yet again, that it'll come out on Tuesday the 6th due to Labor Day. But gal darn, I am so excited to bring you an episode the week after. And you might be thinking to yourself, Trent, but why? Why are you so excited? Because my girl, Taylor Zabrecki, is coming back on the podcast. And for those longtime listeners, Taylor joined us back in August of 2019 on the podcast. This was when I had an old intro. Isaiah hadn't done the intro or anything yet for the podcast. This is a true vintage episode, right? Episode 62, Taylor Zabrecki, singer, songwriter, world traveler. I encourage you to go back and listen to it. But Taylor and I have been chatting. Taylor and I are recording next week. And so I will make sure to deliver that podcast to you sooner rather than later. There's just a couple things that I need to work out logistically. I'm going to have some continued conversations with Taylor about the release and everything. But gal darn, I started listening back to that episode today. And I plan on listening to the full episode before Taylor and I talk again next week. But by far, and you'll hear me say this again in a couple weeks, but has been one of my favorite guests, hands down. Because let's be real, people say, oh, I don't have a favorite. Oh, come on. You don't have a favorite? Yeah, you do. Just say it. I feel like it's natural to have a favorite. It's like, all my guests have been great. Well, most of my guests have been great. But there are some that just stand out as top-notch, and Taylor is one of them. So I'm so excited for you guys to hear from Taylor. And if you haven't heard that episode, again, episode 62, Taylor Zabrecki, singer, songwriter, world traveler. Give it a listen. That brings me to vetting guests, which is something I'm not very good at and something I think I need to get better at. I did last round try to vet guests a little bit more. And so again, I'll try to continue doing that into the future. Listen, my allergies are really kicking my ass. So I'm going to cut it short, and I'm excited to talk to you all next week. Again, I will talk to you next Tuesday. Enjoy your week.